Vice Chair of Labour's General Election Campaign, Lucy Powell. Welcome to the Daily Politics. Now, you've accused the Tories of attempting to buy an election they don't deserve to win, but the spending rules are the same for everybody, aren't they? And they're only updating the spending rules.
Well, they went against the Electoral Commission recommendations, which I think is pretty unprecedented. And I don't think anybody is in any doubt that the Conservative Party have got a lot more money to spend than the Labour Party. And that's why they've changed the rules, to give themselves an advantage in these key marginal seats. I think the interesting thing was that they chose to increase the spending limits for constituencies in the long campaign, because that's where the most advantage can be had, is if you've got a longer period of time where you can spend more money communicating your message directly to key voters in marginal seats is where a real advantage can be had. And that's what they've attempted to do.
But all it does is take the spending limit back to where it was in real terms in the 2005 election. And I don't need to remind you that you won the 2005 election.
Well, I mean, there's two things that you're saying there. The first is that David Cameron, when he was leader of the opposition, said that he wanted to reduce spending in general elections. So far from doing that, he's increased, significantly increased spending.
But what's my point
in general elections?
What's the answer to my point? That it only takes us back to where we were in 2005, and you were perfectly able to win comfortably with these spending rules in 2005?
Well, we probably had more money in those days, maybe, because we were borrowing money that we didn't have.
I'm not sure you did by 2005.
Well, I think we probably did. But, you know, I think there's no doubt that the Conservative Party have got considerably more money than we have got to spend in this election. And I think that the spending limits exist for a reason. So it's not that they don't matter. They really do matter. They exist for a reason, because it provides a fair platform for all the political parties to campaign on an equal basis. But also, they protect the public from being inundated with advertising and leaflets and letters through their doors and direct mails, which many of them get fed up of doing. So they matter, and I think it's you know, the way in which the Conservatives did this you know, shows that they've obviously got something to hide. The fact they're not even on this show today, they can't even defend themselves. But they put these regulations through on the very last day of the summer recess.
But you didn't even notice it till after it happened.
Because they put them through on the very last day of the summer recess.
But why were you asleep on the job? Didn't you spot what they were up to? They did this under cover of darkness in the middle of the night.
Even if we'd have spotted it, we wouldn't have been able to stop it, because it was a statutory instrument, which is a very you know, small group of MPs, which the government always have a majority on anyway, and they would have voted it through. We spotted it very quickly afterwards. But if you want proper scrutiny about spending limits, which I would think you would want if you were the government or any political party, then why would you put forward these proposals on the last day of the summer recess and then refuse to comment about them or come on programmes
and defend
them?
But you talk about rigging the rules in the Tory favour, but we all know, everybody knows, the electoral system is now rigged in your favour. Not necessarily by design, but if the Tories get 35% of the vote, at the very best, they could be the largest party, and probably not even that. You get 35% of the vote and you get an overall majority. The bar for you is far lower than it is for the Tories.
Well, I mean, I don't think this election is going to be one where you can have kind of a national percentage and you can tell the outcome of the election, because I think we're going to see very different results in different parts of the country and in different constituencies.
But you win on 35, the Tories don't.
Well, it depends. I mean, you know, that completely depends, because every constituency is going to see, you know, whether it's in Scotland with the rise of the SNP, whether it's in parts of the South with the rise of UKIP, where we see the collapse of the Liberal Democrats, that will advantage Labour under the current polling. I mean, there are going to be a huge amount of varying factors in many different constituencies. And that's why the spending in marginal seats is so significant, because each of the marginal seats themselves are like a microcosm. And these uniform swing situations are not going to happen in this election like they have in previous elections. So I don't think we can use them to tell the outcome of the election.
No, I think that it is interesting that there's going to be a lot of constituency and regional variation. Now, you're vice chair of Labour's general election campaign. So can you tell us who signed off on the document about UKIP advising Labour candidates to try to avoid talking about immigration?
Well, we're not avoiding talking about
immigration. No, who signed off on it?
Well, that's not an issue for you, but I'm happy to come on this programme and talk about our strategy on immigration.
Did you sign off on it?
That is not something I'm going to discuss with you right now.
But you sent an email describing it as quick and dirty. What did you mean by that?
I sent an email with that briefing document out there, and I'm happy to take responsibility for that.
Did Yvette Cooper see it beforehand? Did Yvette Cooper sign off on it?
I'm not going to discuss that. I'm happy to take responsibility for things that go out in my name.
All right, well, if you take responsibility, let me ask you, there's a number of Labour MPs have used the following words to describe this document as disastrous, cack-handed, and to quote a technical term, bollocks.
Yeah, well, they probably haven't read it, but look...
Are they wrong to call it that?
What people should focus on is what is our strategy, what are our policies on immigration. You can pick out little paragraphs, half sentences out of any document that's a very long one, and you can spin it both ways, always, whichever way you want. But the point is, we have very clear, practical policies on immigration. We are not trying to say, as the Conservatives are saying,
I'm not asking you about your immigration policy.
Well,
that's
yes,
for now. I'm simply
no,
trying.
No, no, I,
no I'm
no,
simply trying to
yes,
find out where this document came from.
But it's not relevant to you. It's irrelevant to you.
No,
what's
not.
Relevant to you is what our strategy and policy is.
It's not irrelevant when a number of Labour MPs tell us that they wonder whether you're up to the job.
Well, I don't know. Who are they? Because have they given you a name?
Oh, you know how it works. You speak off the
press. Are they?
You
Who
speak
are
off,
they?
You speak off the
I
record
don't.
As well.
No, I don't.
I mean, what they say
no,
is
I
you
don't.
Lost a seat in Manchester to the Lib Dems in 2010. You were elected in a by-election with a historically low turnout. So they wonder what makes you qualified to lead the general election campaign.
If any of them want to come and have that conversation with me, they're perfectly welcome to. But what I do is I get on with my job. I think people can see that since I've taken on this position, that we have moved things forward. We've got a lot more energy in what we're doing. We're out there. We've launched two of our election pledges. Since I took up this position.
That's the deficit in immigration,
absolutely.
Right?
And I think we're setting out...
What will the other three be?
Well, you'll have to wait and see, won't you? But I think we've set out very clear strategy on immigration.
And
all I'll leave you with, Andrew, is a famous saying that my mum always tells me, which is them who do now wrong. And I take responsibility for things that go out in my name and I get things done. And if anyone's got a problem with that, they can always give me a ring.
Can you remind us of Ed Miliband's six-point plan from the party conference?
I can remember most of it, yes. But
okay.
What I can also tell you is that...
Just to remind us, because it's obviously very important.
Well, he set out a six-point plan on the NHS, on green jobs of the future, on apprenticships, on house building, and on living
standards.
No,
but these are just
standards.
Subjects. That's not a plan. What did he say? He had headlines for each of them.
Well, he's been setting out his plan clearly for the country. And I think at this election, we face a very clear choice about what the future of this country is going to look like. And I think the Conservatives have made a very serious mistake with their autumn statement. And I think the Labour Party has a very clear plan about how we're going to reduce the deficit in a fair way, but how we're going to raise living standards for all the people who live in this country and not just a few at the top. And I think this is a big, big choice at this election.
And finally,
it's one that I absolutely relish, and as does Ed
Miliband. I'm sure you do, otherwise you wouldn't have taken the job. But just on the immigration issue, and you've rolled out there, you're quite right, that's one of the two of the five promises you've now rolled out. When it was trailed that Mr. Miliband was making a major speech on immigration, why was that major speech only 7 minutes long?
Well, he's made several speeches on
immigration. No, but this was trailed as the major speech. We were trailed, the media turned up, we were told this was a major statement, and it turned out to be 7 minutes long.
Well, it was a major intervention because it was a very clear policy that he was announcing that morning with the election pledge to go alongside it at a Q&A with many swing voters that we've invited from Great Yarmouth, many of whom who'd raised with us on the doorstep immigration. There was over 200 people there. It was a big event. It was a big intervention with a pledge to
all
boot.
Right.
So, we don't need long speeches all the time to make the point.
No, that's a fair point. I'll accept. I'll make a Christmas deal with you. I'll send you Labour's six-point plan from the conference if you tell me who signed off on the UKIP document.
I think we've had that conversation, Andrew.
Well.
Honestly, I have more respect for you than to go down that road.
Then I'm holding on to these 6 points.
That's
You'll
good.
Have to go and find them yourself.
Thank
I tried
you.
To help. Lizzie Powell, thanks for joining us.